This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:05 on Friday morning. Oh, Friday.
It's Friday. Gotta get.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong on a Friday? Hey, everyone, it's 7:06 and Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. Follow at Johnny Mosley Pod and you'll see all the fun videos. This week we did a sea shanty for our 100th show. It's adorable. We totally need followers. Don't just follow Johnny Mosley. Keep typing. You got to get to the pod part, and then we pop up, and you can get on there. And we posted Bryn. You did a great. First of all, John did a great job writing that song.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny did a great job performing the sea shanty, and Bryn, you put that whole video together and figured that that's just
thanks.
That's effing teamwork right there.
It is teamwork.
What that is, yeah.
A lot of fun.
All right, so, I only can close half of it right now. I'm telling you.
What'd you spill?
A full coffee.
Oh.
You spilled a full coffee
full
on
coffee.
Your headphones.
The headphones, they're damp, but that's the least of my worries. My computer shut down.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I had a massive, like, right when
you
we
guys
were
don't
air.
Know her well enough to know that what I watched you doing, I'm like, oh, she spilled everything. I was watching her clean, wiping stuff off. I'm like, oh, she definitely dumped. When we were in Philly, she dumped orange juice into the board and shorted out the station.
I remember that story.
Twice.
About that. That's hilarious.
I think the first time was the orange juice and the second time was a coffee. Like, I don't know how I didn't get fired. Oh, my God. I just had the craziest five
twice,
minutes.
Huh?
Actually, yeah. The truth is we did get fired.
Yes, we did. That's true. The guy was like, enough of that. I'm selling this place. And then, of course, you know, I'm cleaning it up. And then all of a sudden, the computer just blinks off. I'm like, oh, no. And so I went and woke John up, and he helped me, and he fixed everything. And then he, you know, he's picking up the computer so I can wipe under it. I mean, it's just awful. It's friggin' everywhere. So... But don't worry, I have a fresh, full cup right now.
That was my next question.
Oh, hot. When you said 1 minute left and I was just about to, I'm like, well, I better get myself a coffee. I'm going to need that. Clearly, I needed more of that before I dumped that thing. Anyway, happy Friday,
hey,
you guys.
Yeah. 408, Cicely Tyson is who passed away, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone wrote in, and seriously, 30 years of broadcasting and you can't remember to reset a story? You said she for 5 minutes. I tuned in and I don't know who died. Who
Sorry
the hell died?
It. Sorry. Sorry about it. Jesus. We do our best. I'll try to remember. We actually do make an effort. We try. We just don't always, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. This is stuck to the... Okay. Let's just
trash
move
me.
On. I'm trashing. Tonight on HBO Max, there's a movie called The Little Things. It's a psychological thriller starring Denzel Washington. We were in one of his movies.
Uh-huh.
Starred in that a little
bit.
You know. Co-starred.
You guys were amazing in that.
Yeah.
One of the best scenes of the movie.
It's the scene from the movie, and there we are, front and center, right behind that lady with the boobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's Denzel Washington and Rami Malek, who's the guy who played Freddie Mercury in Queen. Mm-hmm. And he's the guy from, what's that show, Robot?
Is it iRobot?
Is it iRobot?
Robot, something like that.
Something like
what
that.
What is that called?
It's where he's like a tech, like a hacker investigator
right.
guy. And they star as cops trying to catch a serial killer in the 90s. So no cell phones, I guess. That's the big difference there.
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot. There it is. Tonight on Netflix, there is something called The Dig, which this seems right up my alley, so I thought I'd mention it. You're not going to be interested in this. Carey Mulligan, who is one, I love her. Everything she's in, I just think she's great. She's a widow who hires an amateur archaeologist played by Ralph Fiennes, and he makes an historic discovery while excavating burial mounds on her estate during World War II. Just right. It's a, you know, period piece. Carey Mulligan, an estate, horror, death, burial mounds. Come on. It's got it all. And this weekend for Saturday Night Live on NBC, John Krasinski, and I think this is his first time hosting. I thought I read that earlier this week, is hosting Saturday Night Live, John Krasinski, and Machine Gun Kelly is the musical guest, which
All
means
right.
that Megan Fox might be on. Oh, how fun would that be?
You just made that up, didn't you?
That Megan Fox would? I said she might. Made that up?
Just because they're dating, you think she's in New York with him and going to end up on
yeah.
the show?
Yeah.
But there's no, like, Ben... Hints by
no.
the
no, hints.
So you no. just said yep. by association, it's possible she'll yep. be on Saturday Night Live.
She might be.
I'll
make a $5 bet. I'll make a $5 bet on Megan Fox.
If she's not on the show, she's gonna be at least on the sideline, right?
Like, yeah, watching, they'll show her in the movie. Audience laughing. Yeah. Hilarious.
That's my guy right there.
That's him. I've never been more in love. Our flame burns bright. And we don't even eat grass because it has feelings. We're air eaters. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Oh.
That's, boy, it's Disaster Friday.
No, it's okay. Oh. I'm back. My camera fell over. Sorry, everyone.
On this date in 1995, the 49ers beat the Chargers. Woo!
Oh,
boy, we have so many Super Bowl victories.
Oh, and beat the heck out of them, too.
49-26, Super Bowl 29, making them the first team, the first one ever to win 5 Super Bowls. Quarterback Steve Young was the MVP. He threw for 6 touchdowns, breaking Joe Montana's record. They've lost that record to the Steelers and the Pats, who've each won 6. But they were the first to 5, so there you go. 42 years ago. You must have heard about this. I didn't realize that this... I think this is interesting. I had heard that the song I Don't Like Mondays was about a murder, was about a girl who went to school and said, I hate all these people. It was in San Diego. In 1979, 42 years ago today, a San Diego teenager shot and killed 2 people and wounded 9 kids at the elementary school across the street from her house. When asked why, she said, I don't like Mondays.
I did not know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I'd never heard that. This is the first. I just assumed it was because people don't like waking up.
Yeah, well, that is also true. But this was the Boomtown Rats wrote that. Is that Bob Geldof?
It is Geldof, yes.
Tell me why. Oh.
No reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh, tell me why. I don't like Monday.
Sorry, it's
like
a live
version.
Yeah.
Way to go, Bryn.
Nice, Bryn.
I'm off my game today.
Still sounds good. So that song.
Hey, you didn't reset that story.
And you made up the Megan Fox thing, too.
I'll bet you $5. You want to do a $5 bet? I'll owe you $5.
I don't.
I'll bet you $5.
All right. I say
that she's not on, right?
So I say $5, she's on there.
Okay.
Did you say $5 now? All right.
Yes.
Anyway, San Diego. I had no idea. Pam Anderson. Here we go. Settle down, kids. Pam Anderson just got married.
Yep.
We found out that on Christmas Eve, up in on Vancouver Island, someplace that her grandma has had a house forever. I guess that's where Pam goes to escape the world. It was just her, this guy, Dan Hayhurst, and one person from an indigenous tribe. And that was their witness, and they married. And he's her bodyguard. Well, there's someone yelling, "Homewrecker!" in all of this.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. I guess there's a lady who...
Married to the bodyguard?
Not married, but with him. Her name is Carrie. Let's see if I can find her full name. I might just have her... I might just have her first name. Her heartbroken... the heartbroken ex is named Carrie. Dan Hayhurst has been living with this lady, and she's been bringing up his two kids, and it looks like they also had a kid together. Or possibly she had another kid from another relationship. Anyway, there were three children involved here. And for the past 5 years, they've been together, living together, and she's been, and they've been raising this family. She was blindsided by the affair and knew nothing of the marriage until she heard us report it yesterday.
That's the other lady.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's like Pam's not as good looking cousin.
Well, he's not that great looking himself.
Agreed. And by the way, not a bodyguard.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Literally, not a bodyguard. He was a handyman.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, you know what? That was everyone's guess. I told you I'm looking at him going, that guy?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
So they're saying that he was doing projects for her. He was he was taken on as a building contractor to renovate Pam's home, which is set in some town called Ladysmith, which is Vancouver Island. It's a 5-acre place. He started to work there in autumn of 2019. He was soon complaining to Carrie, his now ex, about how crazy Pamela was and how difficult and demanding she was to work for. And I'm going to keep going back. We need the money. And then about 6 months in, they began an affair. And 6 months later, she married him.
Okay, so
Christmas Eve.
I guessed at this yesterday because I know you have always been a Pam Anderson fan, mm-hmm. and you've told me just about everything about her life since I've known you. She had a handyman boyfriend in Malibu. Mm-hmm. He was the electrician or something doing work for her that she ended up with. They didn't obviously marry or stay together, but this does seem to be a trend now that we've got two handy people.
This one made it all the way to the altar.
Right.
She really likes a guy who knows how to use his tools.
I can understand for someone like Pam who can't go anywhere.
Right.
That once she gets around someone and develops a rapport, I can see how something could happen.
Right.
I get it.
Also, your contractor makes all your dreams come true. You know what I'd really like right here? If I could have this foofy thing and that wonderful thing, and the guy builds it for you, and then you're like, thank you. How can I ever thank you? Oh.
How about the money you promised that you'd pay the guy, and then you move on and
all right, well,
whatever.
I've got a tip for you too.
Anyway. So this guy left his partner of many years who...
Yeah, and she's speaking out now because she's burned and spurned.
Well, yeah, I'd be feeling pretty sore over it too. Like, take your kids.
Yeah. Pam, by the way, you got a couple more kids to raise now. You guys married? Oh, stable home? Here you go. Here's your children. Bye.
I wonder if he told her, as in Pam, about the other life that was going on outside of his job. Or if Pam is finding out today.
You want to think that a person says, listen, I got some baggage. Or even just in the first 6 months, supposedly nothing was happening between them. If they're getting to know each other, they're talking about their lives, aren't they? I mean, she can't have been completely unaware that this man has children.
I know, but think about how this goes. So he is working, making money,
mm-hmm.
working with Pam and, like, it's Pam Anderson.
So cute.
She's not semi-famous. She's not someone from a reality show. She's Pam freaking Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's...
We've all seen that movie she made. Woo-hoo-hoo! She knows how to use stuff.
Well, that movie alone would make me think I don't want to...
That's I.
I'm normal. Sorry, I'm not going to be able to...
Maybe he's not normal. Maybe he has a log.
Maybe.
Let's hope so for her sake.
Yeah, seems I don't like know. I just, but I can see that, you know, you hit it off, you're chatting, you know, oh, you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? No. Whoops, I just lied. Well,
I
let's
just
go
totally
with
lied.
That.
Well, we're starting with a lie. All right, this is a relationship based on lies.
All right. Well, I guess we'll be hearing about a divorce any minute, right?
Most likely, Vin.
Or we'll hear the ceremony wasn't official anyway. It's not even real.
Right. It was right. There'll be some annulment or some other cancellation of this thing, or they'll last forever, as true love does.
How long did she last with that hairdresser guy? Sorry, movie producer?
/ hairdresser, Barbara Streisand's hairdresser. Was it 4 days?
Okay, let's see if they beat that.
Okay. Well, they already have. They married on Christmas Eve.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. So they've made it a month, Ben.
Congratulations.
Fingers crossed.
Woo. And was that Pam Anderson saying mom is a lucky camper?
That's correct, yes.
From her video with Tommy Lee?
Yes. Showing their future children dad's hog.
Exactly. A message to her kids.
Yeah. Mom's lucky. She's so tiny. Like, how lucky is that?
Well.
Not that lucky.
Listen. Right there, she liked it. So
yeah, she
I
seems
think
really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, that's the blush of a new relationship. What was it? Babe.
I've actually never watched it.
Oh, really? Oh, God, you should watch it. It's good.
I've seen clips. I'm familiar with the log, as you refer to it. But, yeah, I never watched it.
They're on a yacht, right?
Yeah. And she's jumping over. Oh, babe, you look amazing. Thanks, babe. Or something like that. Like, just babe is in every single sentence they say. It's overwhelming. Overwhelming babeness. So this is really, I'm just going to tell you about this, and maybe Bryn, you can put this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's, you barely see it. It looks like HBO and Warner, because they've agreed to do premieres on HBO at the same time a movie comes out. They have this big deal in place, like the Wonder Woman thing, which, by the way, they say they doubled their numbers, and they're crediting Wonder Woman for this. Wonder Woman 1984 doubled HBO Max subscriptions. And there's been a ton of criticism about the whole Warner Brothers, the studio being willing to release these things same day that they are released in theaters. An exec says it was the right call. COVID-19 forced them to make lemonade out of lemons. And HBO Max subscriptions doubled in the last 3 months of last year. And they are saying that's largely due to Wonder Woman 1984, which was released on HBO Max on Christmas Day. I don't know how many people actually watched it.
Watched it.
And you didn't like it.
I didn't. I think she's excellent. But I don't think that they did a really bad job on the script. Really, really bad. It's a terrible story. It's not one that I'm interested in watching.
Well, there's no way to really attach new viewers or new members to that movie. No way for us to do that. But they're saying within the Warner Brothers and HBO Max world that they credit her with credit Wonder Woman with a lot of the new subscriptions. They say they doubled in the last 3 months, something like 17 million
people. Well, I didn't have it, and then I signed up for it because of that movie. And it turns out I had it. I just had to sign up.
Right.
You have to actually enter in and put in a code, and then it comes up and it's yours. But I had it. I didn't have to pay extra. It was through it's through Xfinity.
Yes. Whatever. If you've got HBO through Xfinity, that's where you get it.
Then, yeah, that's how I got it.
So they released HBO Max released a teaser trailer for every movie that's coming out. That's like Dune is one of them. Let me see if I can get the whole list here. Dune, King Kong versus Godzilla, Suicide Squad, Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, Cry Macho, King Richard, featuring Will Smith as Venus and Serena Williams' dad, King Richard. Space Jam 2 with LeBron James, Mortal Kombat, The Matrix 4. There, and then The Many Saints of Newark. And that's why I'm telling you this story. There is a 1 second clip. So it's all these movies clipped together. Just tiny little teasers of them. And you see it's actual James Gandolfini's son playing young Tony Soprano in this new movie. And it's a shot of his face really fast. And then he's sort of roughing some kid up on the sidewalk. But it's the first look you have of him as Tony Soprano. So, Bryn, do you were you able to find that, or shall I send you this link? Because I'd love it to be.
I'm looking for it right now. It's.
I'd love to put it up on the Serenity Facebook page. I'm going to send it to you right now. Command copy, click, click, click. Where do I find you? I can't find you. Oh, because my whole computer reset. Never mind. I'll do it during the break.
That's right. Okay.
If you can. I spilled something and ruined everything. And I'll end with this. You know, you get a Bentley. You're like, this is great. I love having nice cars. Bam Margera is one of those guys. Bam is from Jackass, right? And then went on to do his own stuff.
He had a lot of his own stuff on MTV for a while there.
Yeah.
And his one show starred his family, too.
Yep.
Like, he did pranks on his parents all the time. Like, and put an alligator in his mom's kitchen or, you know,
so he is a rich guy. You know, turns out being a jackass can make you some real money. He was away from home. He was on the way to visit his shaman when this happened. Because, of course, he was. You know, he's Bam Margera. Of course he goes to a shaman. I don't know. Leading him through his spiritual journey. So someone took his car and took it on a joyride. And
while he was parked out in front of his shaman's house?
No, he was the car was there. He was on his way to the shaman. Uh-huh. He sees that his car is missing. He noticed the car was missing. He looked out the store window. Oh, no, you are actually correct. He stopped at a place to get gas and snacks on the way to the shaman. Uh-huh. Maybe the guy asked for Cheetos. He looks out the store window. The car is gone, so he must have left it running or something. That's when he alerts the police. They go on a massive car chase, and the Bentley gets crashed into a house. So, and it's in San Diego, so it's fun. 1:30 in the morning on a Wednesday, he's just off to see the shaman. I gotta stop for gas. So you found the video. I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. So there's the car smashed into the side of somebody's house. Oh. The car's not totaled or anything.
They got the guy, or the guy ran off?
When the deputies found the car, the men were gone. One person was arrested for a parole violation and was taken to jail. So they found someone.
Couldn't run as fast.
Yeah,
too bad.
Couldn't get the other guys. I'm sure it'll turn them in. So anyway,
they always catch the slow guy.
You know, number one rule of being a thief or a robber or any kind of bad guy.
Wear running shoes.
You gotta, you know, gotta keep that heart in good shape. You got time all day. I mean, you're doing your robbing at night, right? So, Bam Margera's Bentley stolen and crashed. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
I got a bunch of stuff coming up, including how people get that all-important proposal they've been waiting forever for.
Oh.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.